She stepped over some rocks and walked forward. Then she saw an animal laying on the ground, his head resting to the side. It was the lion. She came forward as quiet as possible, but still, the few pebbles that she hit with her shoes made the ear of the lion twitch. In a moment, the lion lifted his head and blinked his eyes. "Lion of Truth?" she asked.
"Yes," he replied sleepily and in a low tone.
"The Pegasus of Hope told me you could help me. Do you know where the dove is?"
The lion got up from laying on his side and sat up. "Oh, that Pegasus. What a surprise. I might know much, but frankly, you might be mistaken. I don't know where the dove is, and every creature here knows that. The dove comes rarely."
The girl asked, staring at the lion's teeth, "Well, why does he come rarely?"
The lion sat back and made a low grumbling noise. "Dear, if you have been listening closely to what we tell you, you might guess. The dove is our ruler. We bow before him."
"But I thought the lion was the king of the jungle." "The king of animals?" The lion shook his head.
"No, not in this world. The dove is far more important, far more glorious than all the animals, and beyond compare to the animals on earth. The dove is pure, and nothing can change that."
The girl thought about it for a moment and decided not to ask much more, but looking at the lion, she asked, "May I pet you? It's rare when you meet a talking lion. That is, only if you don't eat people."
The lion smiled with all his teeth and chuckled lightly in a warm tone. "No, dear, rest assured, the Lion of Truth does not eat people."
The girl came closer and slowly petted his mane, brushing it down, smiling.
The lion said, "You are a good girl, dear, but you must follow the rules we tell you. They will help you live a good life."